Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew. For those of you that follow the news in any regard, the big story this week is how the Supreme Court just ruled concerning the U.S. border to the south. And a absolutely historical letter, rather a statement that Governor Abbott of Texas just issued. This is a big week for news. I want to let you know that I'm going to be giving the final fundraising update that took place in 2023. The networks that we're going to be staying on and the networks that we're going, some updates concerning that. And we're going to get to it in like I said, in about the middle of the program, just for a couple of minutes. But we are in a crisis of sorts, and we do need your help. And that'll be made clear in a few moments. So let's get into today's program. The Biden administration, they brought an emergency case before the Supreme Court. The emergency in question, that federal agents needed to remove barbed wire at the border to make sure that millions of people could pour in. And it was breaking news this week that a divided Supreme Court will in fact allow Border Patrol agents to cut the razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. Now, statement from Matt Walsh, by a 5-4 vote with two supposedly conservative justices in the majority, the Supreme Court gave the Biden administration the green light to terminate the right of self-defense along the southern border with Mexico. This ruling is maybe the single most significant attack on your right to defend yourself and your property that we've seen in the last decade. And it's happening because of the conservative majority on the Supreme Court that we're supposed to be so grateful for. They have legalized, at least temporarily, the invasion of Texas and America. Justices Clarence Thompson, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh would have rejected the Biden government's request. So let that be known. So to make this clear, the Supreme Court allowed the Biden administration to remove razor wire fencing placed by the state of Texas on private property with the consent of private property owners. And obviously in order to keep hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants from flooding across the border every single month. The Supreme Court is letting the Border Patrol destroy border fencing set up by Texas. Let's just quickly go through this article just to make sure all of our bases are covered. Supreme Court allows Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire Texas installed at Mexico border. So the court weighed in on a dispute between the Biden administration and Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who installed the wire in an effort to prevent illegal border crossings. A White House spokesperson on Monday said, Texas political stunts, like placing razor wire near the border, simply make it harder and more dangerous for frontline personnel to do their jobs. Ultimately, we need adequate resources and policy changes to address our broken immigration system. So they're saying that it makes it harder for and more dangerous for frontline personnel to do their jobs. I'm going to be reading a statement from the Border Patrol that absolutely says different. Texas, in just a moment, Texas sued after the Border Patrol agents cut through by, you know, they had to, they were told to by the federal government, through some of the razor wire, claiming the agents had trespassed and damaged state property. A federal judge ruled for the Biden administration, but the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals last month reversed that decision, saying agents could not cut or move the wire unless there was a medical emergency, okay? The Department of Homeland Security said Border Patrol agents were physically barred from entering the area in responding to the incident. It is impossible to say what might have happened if Border Patrol had had its former access to the area, including through its surveillance trucks that assisted in monitoring the area, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prologer said in a court filing on behalf of the Biden administration. The Department of Homeland Security welcomed the High Court's order. Enforcement of immigration law is a federal responsibility, a DHS spokesperson said in a statement. Rather than helping to reduce irregular migration, the state of Texas has only made it harder for frontline personnel to do their jobs. They just, you know, they have their rhetoric, their narrative, right? So here is an actual statement from the Border Patrol. Here's a statement from the Border Patrol Union on Fox News, or excuse me, on Twitter, sending this to Fox News. And this is their statement. The Supreme Court's decision today is going to undoubtedly encourage more illegal immigration. Unfortunately, this means Border Patrol agents are going to be tied up dealing with give-ups rather than going after the criminal elements that consistently cross our borders illegally. The administration no doubt will say this is a win for border security, but if they sought rank and file input, they would be told that this will do the exact opposite. And they're not interested, people, in getting input from rank and file, as they put it. They know that this is an extreme issue, that this does not have to deal with issuing emergency aid. This has to deal with millions of people coming across our border for more votes. And we're going to get to that also in a moment. It says this, agents support what Texas was trying to accomplish in the absence of true border security policies from this administration. And also, the Texas National Guard, they responded to the Supreme Court's order to remove the razor wire in Eagle Pass by installing even more. Governor Abbott has said Texas will not back down as it defends its border. Hold the line, Texas. So here's the next thing we need to talk about. Emergency aid. Emergency aid is the word that the left is obsessed with. This is all about emergency aid. This is why we must tear down the barbed wire. Now, the Solicitor General is Elizabeth Prelogar, okay? Now, remember, the job or task of this office is to supervise and conduct government litigation in the United States Supreme Court. So virtually all litigation, that type of litigation, is channeled through the Office of the Solicitor General and is actively conducted by that office. What did this pawn tell the courts? This is what she had to say on the matter. It's all about emergency aid. She said that the fencing prevents agents from accessing or getting near the border along this 2.5-mile stretch of the river, and therefore effectively prevented agents from monitoring the border to determine whether a migrant requires emergency aid. And this is literally how she argued. Our own Solicitor General, how she argued it is, we cannot protect and defend the border by placing barbed wire, because then that restricts our agents from being able to apply emergency aid to those who need it. And oh, by the way, it isn't our responsibility to assist in the emergency aid of foreigners invading this country illegally, who might be getting hurt while trying to break our laws. There is legal points of entry. This has nothing to do with emergency medical aid. Understand that. Once again, barbed wire needs to be removed so that the federal border agents can better assist illegals in emergency medical aid. That just isn't true. It's just not. And actually, here is a video from Border Hawk showing the Biden regime deploying heavy machinery to actually lift razor wire for a massive mob of illegals at the Rio Grande. It's a group of more than 300 illegal aliens who coincidentally arrived all in the same area, all at the same time, in the moment the machine arrived to lift the barbed wire. And they stormed the riverbank at Eagle Pass, Texas, the moment the fences were lifted. Nothing to do with emergency aid. Take a look at this video. It's explosive.
I'm Efrain Gonzalez, correspondent with Border Hawk News. These are exclusive images of how mass crossings of hundreds of migrants are being carried out in recent days at Eagle Pass, raising the barbed wire with machinery.
This huge caravan of around 300 migrants crossed into Eagle Pass thanks to Border Patrol agents lifting the barbed wire. The hundreds of migrants crossed in a few minutes. This being the first massive crossing that our cameras witnessed in the last days of October. Previously, these caravans are sent to uninhabited areas of the Rio Grande, where Border Patrol awaits them with forklift tractors. Given these facilities, migrants say they prefer to cross the river instead of processing legal entry.
¿El plan cuál es ahora? ¿Cruzar por el Río Bravo con sus niños o CBP One?
Cruzar por el Río Bravo y no, primeramente en el nombre de Dios.
¿Qué no pasa?
Se tarda mucho. Sí. Y nosotros no tenemos recursos para quedarnos.
Somehow, these large groups of migrants are informed about the place and time when the forklifts raise the barbed wire to cross in drops.
Those migrants were not suffering from any emergency. There's no emergency aid that needed to be administered. You know, think about it. I mean, what are the chances? The machine gets there, lifts the fence, and, you know, how do they all know where to coordinate and at what time and what place, right? This is all a setup. We know that. I want to take a quick break in the show for a few minutes, but we're going to get back to Charlie Kirk and an absolutely historic statement that Governor Abbott of Texas issued to President Joe Biden. It is not to be taken lightly. I want to thank everyone who got behind us in 2023. We had a goal. We knew, so I'll say this, we don't know the exact numbers yet. We'll have the accountants figure it all out for tax reasons, but we know that we were down financially substantially last year. I don't know if it was 20, 30, 40, it'll likely probably be between 30 to 40% down. So we knew going into the end of the year fundraiser with giving so down, we were going to have to, no matter what, we're going to have to go off DirecTV. That was a huge expense. And we were hoping to stay on PTL and TLN and to remain on our call center. So the goal for that, what we needed to get there from what we had designated, we needed an additional 40,000. And I want to thank everyone who got involved. That just says a lot, because there's a lot of people that watch the program that don't get involved. And those that do, you mean the world to me. I need you to know that. We were trying to raise 40,000. We ended up raising 21,857. So a little over half of the goal. And that is not counting the percentage that we were down for the year anyway. So we're having to make some pretty radical adjustments here at the ministry to survive. And so I wanted to stay on TLN through Comcast. We had to go off TLN. And I'm having to discontinue our call service. So you won't be able to call the 1-800 number after about two more weeks. And we were able to stay on PTL, Comcast Cable, for this year. Praise God. That is what we are able to do with the giving. And so I'm just going to ask you if you would consider becoming a monthly partner. We need your help. All you have to do is go to ZachDrewShow.com, click that bright orange donate button and give today. And what I'm asking for those that are watching, I'm asking that whenever you give, ZachDrewShow.com, bright orange donate button, click it, and there's another button in the top, another orange button, you click that. And it goes to Tithely, which is our Christian online payment service. Whenever you give, I'm asking whether it can literally be $5. It can be $5,000. Praise Him. I mean, whatever. I mean, it can be as little or as much as the Lord convicts you of giving. But what I'm asking is that whenever you go there and you give, there is a box there that says, set up automated giving. I am pleading with my audience to do that, to get behind us so that we know for sure that we can count on you each and every month. We need your help. This is not about moving forward and growing. This is about staying afloat, okay? Continuing each week. We can't do this without you. And that's not also, whenever I say we can't do this without you, that's not just a line. It's not just like a pitch, okay? We can't. There's no sponsorships. There is nothing. We don't have any. We're not connected to an LLC or a for-profit. This isn't anything. We are only sustained by viewers who give. So I'm asking, and you can give regularly the old-fashioned way, but if you want to give on a monthly basis through the mail, in your letter, would you please let me know that this is either a one-time gift or a monthly gift? Because the way we know how to prepare for the whole year and what's to come is the one-time givers. And those, there are people that have been giving one time every month for the past 5-6 years. You guys are amazing. Like, I could, if there was 1,000 names and 100 of them were monthly givers, I could pick out those 100 names. I know all of you by name, and I am grateful for you. Please get involved. ZachDrewShow.com, bright orange donate button, or give the old-fashioned way, send it to the Zach Drew Show, P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Let's get back to the program now. So this is what Charlie Kirk, I think he summed it up pretty well, had to say on his Twitter feed, or X, however you want to call it. Never thought I'd see the day where the federal government actively fights a state all the way up to the Supreme Court to expedite the illegal invasion of America and wins. I'm angry, but I'm also just sad for what this means for our future. The America you pass down to your kids will not resemble the America you grew up in. It will be markedly worse. It will be more crowded, more impoverished, more expensive, and less trusting, but with more crime, more filth, and less in common. It means we have a whole political party that despises our shared history and the people already here. We've known this, but each new betrayal makes this future all the more inevitable and real. Pray for America. She needs it. Where we're at right now is the Constitution has been discarded. The American people have been abandoned. There is a traitor sitting in the White House. How have we gotten to the point where a state cannot defend its own border? If Texas doesn't push back on this and defend its own border, then it's done. It's done. And at this point, I want to show you that there may be some hope. Maybe some hope left. This is a statement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He's released a statement outlining states' rights to constitutional self-defense when dealing with a lawless president. This is truly a historic letter, people. Understand that. Governor Greg Abbott, on January 24, 2024, he said this in his statement. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws, on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and has even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigration. Despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, one of which I delivered to him by hand, President Biden has ignored Texas's demand that he perform his constitutional duties. And here are the three bullet points. President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by Congress. Instead of prosecuting immigrants for the federal crime of illegal entry, President Biden has sent his lawyers into federal courts to sue Texas for taking action to secure the border. President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow their en masse parole into the United States. And understand, this is the catch and release program. You know, they have their initial hearing and then they're just released. That's what is being discussed in that point. Bullet point number three, by wasting taxpayer dollars to tear open Texas's border security infrastructure, President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal points along this state's southern border. So just in Texas alone, there are 28 legal points of entry in just Texas, okay? But yet, and so in between those points of entry, the most trafficked areas, like I said, along like the Rio Grande River, that's where the barbed wire fence is, to force them to go to do the right thing. That's what's being attacked right now. I'm reminded of Isaiah 5:20. They will call the good things evil and the evil things good. President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal entry points along this state's southern border. Bridges where nobody drowns, okay? People say, oh, they're drowning because they're not going to the 28 legal checkpoints, entry points, and into the dangerous waters of the Rio Grande. Under President Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern border in just 3 years. Now, I understand this is the governor of Texas, so, you know, if he's off a little bit, the left is going to jump down his throat. There are other estimates that believe that number is nearly 9 million, okay? Under President Biden's laws, like I said, 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern border in just 3 years. That is more than the population of 33 different states in this country. This illegal refusal to protect the states has inflicted unprecedented harm on the people all across the United States. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution foresaw that states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. That is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, which promises that the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 4 and Section 4 has triggered Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves to this state the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I have already declared an invasion to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. That authority is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and the Texas personnel are acting on that authority as well as state law to secure the Texas border. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, mic drop. That is bad to the bone. Stick it to the man. This is about America. This is about the continuation of America so that we do not just become America in name only. I talked about last week how this is entirely a spiritual issue. I believe that America is under judgment, but how this great country was established is that this is the United States of America. And you can see, and so I don't know, I haven't been able to, is God going to judge certain states since they have their own, you know, governor and which is the president of their state, Supreme Court, their own Congress and Senate. It's like miniature countries, right? 50 miniature countries. That's how it was all set up. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible for the viewer to understand. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I shouldn't be mansplaining like Kamala Harris to you guys. The thing is this, is that will God send judgment upon certain states, upon the whole country? I don't know. I'm hoping that some of us are spared. I know where I live in Illinois is not going to be, right? But it's a sign of judgment. In Deuteronomy, it illustrates that perfectly, perfectly. So the synopsis so far is this. Texas wants the razor wire to prevent illegals. Border Patrol wants Texas to have the razor wire. Americans overwhelmingly want Texas to repel illegals. But Biden, while empowering cartels and facilitating human trafficking, leaves the border wide open to secure that, you know, why? To secure the Democrat base through votes, leaving the border wide open to, you know, let whoever wants to come across pour in. This is Joe Biden abandoning his presidential duties. The fundamental duty of the federal government is to protect the people and the border of the United States of America. This is evil. And once again, just how many people? 6 million, upwards of 9 million. It's nearly the size of New Jersey. It's bigger than 33 different states. It said it in Greg Abbott's statement. We're importing the third world, people. You don't get it. We are importing the third world with no rules. This is an invasion. An invasion. And what does America want? We must stand with Texas. Have you heard what the Republican governors have done? Take a listen to this.
History is happening now. 26 governors have now combined forces against Joe Biden and the globalists and their attempt to end our border and end American sovereignty. History's happening right now. Well, as Ron Paul would famously say, it's happening. 26 states, including Texas, are now standing against the tyrant Joe Biden's dissolution of the southern U.S. border. And Biden's announcement that he wants to seize control of the state guard, not so they can stop an invasion, but so that they will not stop an invasion. This is so historical. And by the hour, more states are joining us. In fact, some expect Democrats to now join this.
All Republican governors have backed Texas as they stand up against the Fed's border invasion. This is a historic moment, people. And you know what's funny as I'm saying this, and you know what I'm talking about, when so many people in your life, in my life, have no idea what's even going on. They're just absolutely oblivious. Send them to this program. Send them to this program. Send them to this, give them news outlets. Let them know what's really going on. Incentivize it if you have to. If they're your own children, or the people you care about most. Donald Trump posted this to his Truth Social account, that he is encouraging all, quote, willing states to deploy their National Guard to Texas to prevent the entry of illegal immigrants. I will work hand in hand with Governor Abbott and other border states to stop the invasion, seal the border, and rapidly begin the largest domestic deportation operation in history. Whew, that was a lot. I think we need to end on a couple of lighthearted memes. Here's one meme that I saw this week that I appreciated. You have Kermit the Frog, you know, just drinking his own tea. Hey, it's none of my business. But if Democrats thought illegals were going to vote Republican, you'd be able to see that border wall from the International Space Station. Hey, here's another good one. Hey, you better resist like it's 1776, or you're going to live like it's 1984. And then we have the wicked Mayorkas, which is, you know, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Here is a image of him trying to stand his ground with the U.S. border, and we have the Texas sheriff there, and he's complaining, it's illegal to keep us from breaking the law. This man is a traitor, okay? He should be arrested and tried and convicted of treason. Listen, we're out of time. Once again, I want to end with this scripture. What we're seeing is spiritual. Deuteronomy 28 says that the foreigners who reside among you will rise higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, but you will be the tail. It is a sign of judgment for a country leaving the ways of God. So is there hope? Well, if we return to the ways of God, does that mean state by state? Does that mean the entire country? I don't know. It's to be determined. All we can do is pray. And listen, these things are incredibly important for you to know and understand, but I want to end the show by saying this. It is vitally important that you are in your word as much as you can be, to be able to know the shepherd's voice when he is speaking. Please get involved. We need your help at this ministry. Go to ZachDrewShow.com and click that orange donate button today, right now. Thank you. We'll see you next week.